One of the first broadcasters on the air with news of the shooting of President Kennedy was Pierce Allman. He provided firsthand accounts of the scene from a payphone on the first floor of the school book depository. He reflects on how he chose to break the news to the world on this edition of The American Countryside.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pierce Allman had just witnessed the assassination of President Kennedy in downtown Dallas. The broadcaster and manager at WFFA ran to a payphone to contact the station and get on the air with the news.
The obvious thing is to say the president's been shot. Well, then what? I don't know what anyone has told you, but I will aver positively that the mindset of everyone involved for the first 72 hours was that it was a conspiracy.
In his mind, the number of shots and magnitude of the crime would have required more than one assassin.
If this is a conspiracy, and if I go on the air and say he's been shot, who's listening? Does that trigger phase 2? Do we get a bomb, an airplane? Do we get more gunmen, popping up?
He made his call from the first floor of the book depository. He stayed on the phone for about 1 hour.
It was chaos. Guys were running around. And finally, a guy came up to me in a gray suit, described himself as Army Intelligence, and asked who I was and whom I was calling. No one had ever asked me. Then I told him, he suggested it might be time to, get off the phone. So I did, and then when I tried to leave, the building was cordoned off and I couldn't get out.
After he was allowed to leave the building, he walked a block to the station's offices where he was informed of the president's death.
We didn't get home for 3 days and 3 nights. It was constant. By 6 o'clock that night, BBC was there, others, and we were feeding stations all over the country.
In the chaos of describing the event over the phone in the book depository, though, Pierce had missed one very important piece of information. In fact, he didn't realize what had happened until questioned by the Secret Service several days later. It's a story you won't want to miss. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Dallas, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.